Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to guide others to find their zones of genius so they can discover their soulful mission and live life on purpose. So I am super excited to introduce Valerie Schottky Battozzi. Now, Valerie is a best-selling author, three-time entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and Fulbright scholar. A happy survivor of over 30 years in the corporate world, Valerie has experienced firsthand the emptiness that living out of alignment from her purpose can bring. Now, as a spiritual teacher, she empowers her clients how to make the same journey she has, that of quieting the analytical mind so that the inner wisdom can blossom. The women who work with her become deeply connected to their own soul's work and lead a life of inspired action, purpose, passion, and prosperity. A remarkable blend of Argentinian, Italian, and American cultures, Valerie is an honest, deeply transparent, heart-centered, courageous, and colorful woman. In her spare time, she enjoys traveling to exotic places with her husband and sons. Well, Valerie, welcome. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, it's so nice to be here, actually. Thanks to you for having me.
Oh, yeah. And, I just love how you're helping women get past that analytical or intellectual approach to life and really start living their life from their hearts. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that truly is the journey. And when you do that, when you're able to understand the difference between following the guidance of your mind versus following the guidance of your heart, your life takes a different quality altogether.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm curious here exactly, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start this line of work and to start your business?
Well, the truth is that when I was very young, when I was only 19 years old, I had some tragic events in my family that led me into the path of the spiritual seeker, the path of trying to find answers to why I was living and experiencing what I was going through. And this was a journey that went on and off and took me into a very dark place eventually about 15 years ago. And it took me through what people call the dark night of the soul. And I also became quite ill. I call it dis-ease, lack of ease, right? My body was talking to me and I wasn't listening much. And I ended up having, at a very young age, a double hip replacement, to give you an idea. Like, my leg said, you're not walking any longer in the wrong path. You either correct your course or else. And that led me to really dive deep into this journey. And it led me to many teachers and guides and shamans that I started studying with and going through a deep, deep healing journey that led me to become a guide like that for others today and helping women in taking that leap that sometimes truly requires a leap of faith to say yes to.
Right. You know, those paths of self-discovery can seem like it's completely in the dark, not knowing where you're going to end up. And then in retrospect, yes. It's like, well, everything just perfectly aligned. That's how I got to where I am right now. It, you know, when you're in the middle of it, it can be very frightening or confusion. But then in retrospect, it's amazing how the universe or our paths purposefully unfold. So, well, you had mentioned a little bit in, you know, as I was bringing you into the conversation here, we had talked a little bit about this corporate background as well. Can you talk a little bit about that experience? And was that at all a catalyst in terms of aligning this business with, you know, your experience there?
Partially, yes. I was the sole breadwinner when I was married to the father of my children. And it was a very rocky marriage where I was very high up in the corporate world, very high up. I was responsible for all of Southern Europe and Middle East. I was negotiating contracts with sheikhs of Saudi Arabia. I mean, it was really high up. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of people under me. And yet, inside in my home, I had no power. I was completely imploding into my own power, and I was allowing myself to be treated really badly. And I was away from my two boys that at the time were toddlers, and I was traveling all the time, and I was crying myself at night to sleep. You know, I was divided in two. And a lot of the journey into becoming who I am today, and I love my life today, I have to say. Not that I've arrived anywhere, because it's a never-ending path, right? But I'm certainly in a completely different place, has been integrating all of the aspects of who I am. I am that corporate manager, but I'm also a very spiritual person. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, I'm a mom and a daughter and a partner of a beautiful husband right now. So all of that means integration. And sometimes we don't know how to do that. We're very divided and living our lives in pieces.
Right. It was interesting. I mean, I just wanted to hear a little bit about that corporate experience and how that was either a catalyst or a place of awakening. Thank you for sharing that a little bit deeper. So how long have you had your, you know, spiritual coaching practice and teaching since you resigned from that corporate role?
It was in stages. I resigned from the corporate role when I divorced from the father of my children, so that I could be a sole breadwinner and have flexibility to be by the side of my children. And this was like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But first, I became a broker as a real estate broker. And I created a company here in Tuscany called Tuscany Real Estate. And I was selling villas to foreigners, since I speak five languages. So it was easy to do that and get into that niche.
Right.
And while I was doing that, I started on the side being a healer. You know, I had studied energy healing and very different aspects of healing with colors and healing trauma. And so I started doing that like Saturday, Sunday, until it became very clear to me in 2016 that it was time for me to truly dive deep and just do this. Right, which is what I'm doing now.
Right.
And so I started right there towards the end of 2016. And the truth is that I started as a love coach, not as a spiritual teacher.
Interesting.
And but because love was the journey I had completed, you may say, where I'm married to my soulmate. But right in the middle of that is when I had to have the double hip implant. I ended up in a wheelchair. It was that like super rapid disease of my hips. And that kind of stopped everything I had done. It's like I was a solopreneur. So I lost all my followers, right? If you disappear from doing every day.
That's it.
So as usual, that was the best opportunity that life gave me, because when I came back, I got much more aligned with what was my true message and my true purpose. And then when I picked back up, which was May of 2019, in just not even 2 years, it's just like flew, And it's, and I'm where I am right now.
Wow.
It was like, boom. But I had done all the foundational pieces, you know, like I had already understood how do you deliver a message and how do you do the sales calls and how do you do your social. It's like I knew the little pieces. So it's like, okay, I just need to change the message and get clear on what is my core soul message. And when that aligned, then everything else aligned.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like your life journey has taken you through extensive experience at a high level within the corporation, you know, that rigid structure to then starting to express your entrepreneurial spirit through various means, the real estate, you know, being a realtor. And I can see how this path has just started growing into more of a focus of being that transformational healer through helping people with their relationships or with love. And then you clarified or lined up with this current work that you're doing. And then it sounds like once that alignment happened, then business has just started rolling. So that's
it all came together in a very beautiful, magical way, really.
Right. Yeah. Now how did you, can you explain or share with our listeners a little bit about those moments when you decided, like, okay, you're a realtor? Was it your health that really was the prompt to then go into more of the healing?
Yeah. So the way that works is, you know, to become a realtor was, this is a perfect example, a decision made with my mind. All the pieces fit together. I speak very many languages. There's villas in Tuscany. Foreigners want villas. Nobody is in that niche. That's a great place and something I can do quickly as I'm divorcing alone in a foreign country. I'm not Italian. I'm born and raised in Argentina. So it was a way in which I could do quickly what needed to be done. But as I was living that life and I didn't love what I was doing, at the same time, I was deep into a real learning of my soulful journey. That's when I was going to shamans and I was going to 9-day retreats and 5-day retreats and getting all kinds of certifications in healing, in family constellations, in healing with colors, with sounds, in masters in shock, in cellular healing. I mean, really, like it was, I was driven by a force bigger than myself into doing all of that, which required my own inner healing, as I then started very shyly starting to do it for others. And at the same time, I was leading this life in the real estate world and with my family and being, you know, the mom and growing my children and realizing how unhappy I was when I was not doing all the other things that I loved, right? The spiritual journey pieces.
Right.
And again, I was very, my body got really sick. It got sick in many ways. My hair was falling off. I couldn't sleep at night. I had irritable bowel syndrome. My hips starting hurting. Like my whole body was saying, you are in the wrong path. And I wasn't listening. Right. And this happens a lot. And it doesn't happen to be as radically as it happened in my life. Sometimes it just shows up like a little slight depression when you get up in the morning, or just a blahness about your life, right? Just some gray things, just some knowing that there's something better for you, but you just cannot place what that is. It doesn't have to be radical, like in my case. Many people have it radical too.
Right. I felt compelled to just, you know, really hear how this journey that you have experienced became the, you know, the platform for you to be able to do this really impactful work for others. Because, you know, when we experience these things firsthand, that's when the work that we do is just so much more transformational, right? Because we've walked our talk. And you know, obviously you are an expert at helping women really connect with their soulful purpose. But I'm curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustration with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I do. And actually, I wanted to share something with you that is that I thought since I could sell houses and I could sell you know, the corporate products that I was, you know, responsible for, that, oh, sales, no biggie, right?
Right.
And instead, I hit one of the biggest landmines of this business, because when you're selling yourself, it's completely different. And I've learned a lot and evolved a lot, but currently I still find myself in my desire to help and be of service to the women that want to sign up. And many times being in front of women that are truly struggling financially, and even more so now with the pandemic for so long, families, right? Maybe the husband lost the work, or I'm really struggling with holding the value of my program and not folding back onto the price and giving away a discount, or that's like really difficult for me.
Interesting. Yeah. And you're not alone in that. That's a very common frustration in terms of you want to stand in the value of the work that you do, right? And the incredible transformation that you provide, you know, you're connecting people with their life purpose and their deep soulful purpose, which is huge, right?
And their whole life,
their whole life.
When,
yeah. Transforms with the work that you do. So you obviously discounting your rates is an injustice to this incredible value that you provide. But I understand, you know, you're heartfelt, you're compassionate, you want to serve everyone. And so that presents a huge dilemma. Well, I'd be happy to maybe provide a little bit of insight and maybe prompt some ideas here.
I'd love to, please.
Yeah.
I was counting on it.
So, you know, there are a couple, you know, different thoughts that popped into my head, and in wanting to help people through what's holding them back, sometimes in your coaching, you empower women. So one of the things that is effective in during, you know, this client enrollment process to actually step into a little bit of a coaching role or empowering role with that around their finances and help them maybe overcome some limiting beliefs within your client enrollment conversation. You know, it might be that they could access funds, but possibly they're holding themselves back because maybe there's some internal thing going on that's telling themselves that they don't deserve this. And so just facilitating or being creative with them in terms of, have you thought about, and then giving them some ideas. You know, I feel like this is something you really want to do, to work together. Have you thought about approaching a family member for a loan? Or have you thought about taking out an additional line of credit? You know, we never want to suggest people go into debt, but the transformation of your work puts them in a state of abundance, right? Or alignment. And so helping them to be creative and maybe solve or come up with some ideas they hadn't really thought of is one avenue. Another is to have a lower level, an entry level program that allows them to at least gain some level of transformation, to tap into your wisdom in maybe an online format or something that does not take that direct time out of your precious hours, but still puts them in a position to connect with the wisdom that you're able to share. And, you know, this isn't, and explain that. It's like, well, this is what this course or this program will provide to you. It's not as deep or a fast track or whatever, you know, that is the outcome of working directly with you, but it still provides them with some very meaningful and impactful information and knowledge and tools, you know, so that they can continue on their journey.
Yeah, that first part that you said is something I sometimes remember to do and sometimes don't. It's super powerful when you can do it. And thank you for that reminder and coaching.
And it's obviously it's coming from a place of compassion. You know, this is coming from a sales move or a tactic. You know, this is truly from a place of compassion. And, you know, I'm sensing that this is really work that you want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And make sure that you really truly feeling this resonance, and then say, yeah. Well, how about if we brainstorm on some possible ways that you might be able to come up with yeah. the amount to invest into this, into working yeah. together. So it becomes,
absolutely,
you know, not a pressure situation, and it comes
no. Knowing that they really want that. And I also always tune in too and check in to see if it is the appropriate person to come, for example, into the year-long group program, right? For me too, there's a real assessment, not just a sale for the sale's sake.
Right, right. Yeah, there has to be that alignment on both sides. So, an entry level or a course or something that they can tap into and still gain some of the wisdom that you're sharing, so it still moves the needle. So anyway, those are a couple of ideas. Hopefully that helps you in those situations, because I sense that this is work that is so powerful, and the last thing you want to do is just discount, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I'm curious here, Valerie, we are still in the middle of this pandemic. I thought it would be well behind us by now. We're a year, February now.
Yes.
And, you know, speaking of people having financial situations, limitations, the pandemic has created a significant ripple effect on many aspects of our lives. But I think the one area is just, you know, we spoke earlier of coming out of a life that's really focused on the intellectual pursuit and, you know, operating from a go, 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 do, do, do type of a process, to the pandemic has created more of an opportunity for us to just stop. So I'm curious, has it had any impact on the work that you do?
Oh, definitely. Definitely on many levels. The first one was that, you know, I live a little bit in Tuscany and a little bit in the United States, half and half the year, more or less, but not all in one, because I have family here in Italy. So I come and go. And at the time I was in the United States, and I was there because I was already set up to give empowerment talks, which is how people would get to know me. I would do these talks and then I would offer my services and people would hire me, right? That's the sales strategy that I was using. Mm-hmm. And so here I was set up to do some talks in March and April, and the pandemic hit, and and the places were like, oh, we're canceling the first talk, but maybe we keep the second. Oh, we're canceling the second. Okay. And then I had a couple of clients that said, I can't afford you anymore. I just lost my job. So it was really a crucial moment. And what I saw and very quickly was guided. And when I say I was guided, it was really my intuition, my inner knowing. I was guided to pivot really fast. In like 20 days, I put together a 3-day online program. I called it the Awakened Bootcamp. Ah. And yeah, and I advertise it like, what's happening is a call for our awakening. And you've got to come and see what is going to happen to you, for you, and, you know, get that message. And so it was amazing. Like, I had more than 100 enrollees. It was like a breakthrough for me to have those many people, because I wasn't that powerful online at the time. And I filled the first year of the School of Wisdom, which is a year-long program, out of that. I didn't have to do all the talks. I just did a 1-3-day bootcamp.
Wow, that's fantastic. And obviously it resonated with where people were at, right? It was like, oh yes, absolutely. This is what I really need right now, because I do not know what's going on in my life.
Yeah. The message was just the right message at the right time. Mm-hmm. I realized that, like you said earlier, how my life had led me to be where I am today. That was one of those moments when you suddenly realize that I could do the technology on my own. I didn't need help from anybody. You know, at the time I was a solopreneur. I have a team now, but I could just do it. I could pivot fast, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And great. I had the knowledge to get it going and getting done fast. And fast was what was needed at the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. For a lot of reasons, right? People it felt like the rug just got pulled out from underneath our feet.
Yeah. You know, the people wanted answers right there and then.
Now.
People were looking. Yeah.
And you stepped up. You got that message. You pivoted, which is an overused word, but you did. Yeah. You pivoted from your speaking engagements and brought this wisdom to hundreds, 100 people stepped in and said yes. So that is exciting. Yeah. That's
great. And the whole year, this last whole year, 2020, ironically for me, yes, has been challenging in the sense that it stretched me and stretched me, but I can say it was one of the most wonderful, full of wonder years in my life. It's like I took my business from the beginning stages to full maturity with a team, with a second year full, with a second level full. It just propelled me forward. And I realized too, because I asked a lot inside about this, and I realized that I was meant to be ready at this time to do the work as a spiritual guide that I do when people are needing it. That's why I was ready.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I just love hearing that, that alignment really with the message and the wisdom and the need and what people are searching for. It was just, again, like you shared with us what happened in 2019. This happened again for you this last year.
Yeah.
So, that's great. Well, Valerie, how do you work with women who want to finally align with their zones of genius and tap into living a life on purpose with ease and abundance? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure, absolutely. So besides the fact that I do one-on-one work and group work, the journey is truly first about healing those aspects of yourself that have been holding you back and that you may not even realize that are the things holding you back. You just realize that you are stuck or that you are not being able to move forward or that you're repeating patterns over and over in your life that make you suffer, right? So you're in those aspects of your life. So it's about healing that, discovering that, and deconstructing all of that. And after you do that, and during, because it's not a linear program, people think that spiritual evolution is beautiful and linear. It's completely messy, by the way. And so it's not linear at all. So while you're healing, new awarenesses come. And so you discover what you love and what you hadn't allowed yourself to love. And so it's a journey truly from self-healing to self-discovery. And what I like to use the term is remembering your essence. Because it's almost like uncovering everything that you put on top of your essence as you moved through your life.
Yeah.
It's not about putting things, it's about taking things out.
Interesting. Yeah, I love that. Well, the company is The Awaken Path. And so it sounds like it's really an awakening journey. Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, I'd say that my website is a great place to go because there's a lot of information there and it's called theawakenpath.com. So it's very easy. Okay. And also there's a couple of gifts that people can download. For example, there's a free morning mindfulness success kit. So it just gives you everything you need to start a practice in the morning to align yourself with your day, with your life, to take a few minutes for yourself, so needed now in this pandemic, So that's one thing. And the other thing is a meditation called the Rainbow Meditation, but it's a grounding meditation. It's perfect for the beginning of the day also to get you going. And the third thing, if you're really curious, if you're ready, if you're feeling that you want to know more about where your life is leading you, I also have a free purpose activation session. It's an exploration call, not necessarily a sales call, but it is the way in which you can get to know in what ways to work with me if there is an alignment there.
Okay. So the website, again, that's theawakenpath.com, correct?
Yes.
And the listeners can navigate through and find those three gifts. Now, one is a free morning success kit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second is a rainbow meditation.
Yeah, that's at the very beginning of the homepage, so you cannot miss it.
And then also look for that purpose activation session. Okay. And that is with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Wow. That's very generous of you. Those three opportunities to experience the wisdom that you brought forth through all of your life journeys and tapping into your own zone of genius. So yeah, I love that. Well, yeah. Valerie, you've shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. If I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, I love that question. I would like to answer with three tips. One, if you're frustrated, if they're frustrated, is absolutely revisit the reason why they're doing what they're doing. Because if I've learned one thing in this whole journey that I just shared with you all, is that if your why is not to live fully your truth and have joy in your life, in whatever aspects you do this, you can be, you know, creating plastic widgets and find joy. That's not what right? Mm-hmm. But it's got to give you that joy and make you feel in alignment. Then either revisit what you're doing or look for your why. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And the other two tips are to remember that the people that succeed trip and fall and quote unquote fail, but they keep going until they make it happen. Mm-hmm. So there is no failure. Failure is when you stop doing it before you reach your goal.
Right.
That's a huge thing that we are not being mirrored in society, that piece, right? Mm-hmm. There's this myth of it's got to be easy and I've got to do it. And the third piece is this, is to always surrender and trust the path, because your timing may not be the divine timing, but if you're in the right path, keep going because you get there.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Boy, those are all very, very powerful and provides a lot of opportunity for reflection and allowing, right? It's just tapping into that purpose and surrendering to maybe a timing that isn't coming from our intellect, right?
It's like, right. Hey, we think we need goals. To make it what's happen our, in a year.
Yeah. What's our 6 month? What's our annual? What's our, you know, 3 year goal? I'm not hitting it. I must be failing.
Yeah, all that exactly.
Society teaches us, and you're suggesting from your place of wisdom to really understand that there is no failure, except if you stop, if you quit. And
just, if you quit.
Yeah, allow the unfolding through the journey in a more effortless, or instead of force. So yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love that.
I love what you how you summarized it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Valerie, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early years enduring a very tragic event with your family and, you know, not exactly clear on all that, but it was tragedy and led you down a very dark, you know, time within your life, which provided this self-reflection and began with this journey of trying to find that alignment within yourself. And your body was giving you loud messages that you're not in alignment, you know. Stop, you know, wake up calls were happening, but you were operating in that intellect, right? And
absolutely,
finally became more enlightened and realized, you know, those moments of clarity and brought you into a path of such impactful work. The work that you're now doing, empowering women to, you know, quiet their analytical minds so that their inner wisdom really truly blossoms, so that they can live a life of inspired action, purpose, passion, and prosperity. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. It's been fun. I really, really enjoyed our conversation. And thank you for your coaching tips. And thank you for doing what you do too. You know, I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes, this has really been great. So, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Valerie Shakti Batatsi at theawakenpath.com. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Valerie Shakti Patatsi. And as always, here's to your success.